A new reality TV show that features ginseng hunting premiered this week. Smoky Mountain Money pits four teams against each other to see who can collect the most wild ginseng. It comes in the wake of another reality show that aired in January this year, Appalachian Outlaws. Dried ginseng root sells for about $400 to $900 a pound, and these reality shows are generating a lot of new interest in the industry. Maybe that's a good thing, or maybe it's not. Larry Harding is a ginseng farmer in Maryland. He cultivates the plant across 300 forest land acres, sells seed, root, and even berry juice. He's been in the ginseng business for decades. He says he gets hit by poachers every year, hundreds of thousands of dollars in damages and losses. Just a few weeks ago, while he was patrolling his fields in the middle of the night, he spotted a few headlamps in his crops.
I called the law, and I called my boys, and I told them to get here because we're going to need some help. And there was probably six or eight of us, and with the two officers as well. We met up at the top of the hill. We were getting ready to sneak up a little bit further, and they appeared to be running. So he said, they're running. So we, at that point, we just took off and running after them. Police on the ground! Police on the ground! And went down there, and here they were. They sprouted right out on the ground. And so we went down, and I jumped on top of the one. I rolled him over, and I didn't recognize him. And I asked him who he was, and he said, Blankenship. And I said, where are you from? He said, Kentucky.
So these guys traveled some 400 miles to steal ginseng. It might sound like a scene from a reality show, but this is real life. Harding says everyone he knows in the industry is seeing more interest and more theft this year since ginseng has been in the TV spotlight.
Oh my God. Since Appalachian Outlaws, I've talked to several different people. Caldwell's ginseng, they've been ripped off twice already this year. I've been hit three times. Mills ginseng in Arkansas, he's been hit.
This year, West Virginia's Division of Forestry reports a 300% increase in calls from people who want to know where to dig for ginseng and when. The Monongahela National Forest has issued twice the number of permits to dig. The state's Department of Natural Resources, which is in charge of enforcing the state's ginseng regulations, reports increases in criminal activity.
I know there's no way that we can continue down this path and still have something years down the road for my grandchildren.
That's Lieutenant Woodrow Brogan, a law enforcement officer with the state DNR. He's been involved in a separate year-long investigation that recently led to a $180,000 ginseng bust and the arrest of 11 people in just one region of southern West Virginia. They were charged with illegally harvesting wild ginseng or illegally buying and selling it. Lieutenant Brogan has been with the DNR for 20 years. He also takes part in the nearly 300-year-old Appalachian tradition of harvesting wild ginseng.
My father taught me that you don't dig the smaller plants. You always leave some crops for next year. That was the tradition that we had. And most ginsengers that I knew when I was growing up, they had the same type of mentality of conserving the resource. What we're getting into nowadays is there's folks that are going out there, and the only thing that they're seeing is dollar bills.
The main markets for ginseng are in Asia. It's an extremely popular medicinal herb there and has been for over 2,000 years. Asian demand is increasing with booming populations and a growing middle class. That's driving prices, along with illegal harvesting in this country. Lieutenant Brogan thinks West Virginia has reached a crisis point where action is needed.
We're going to have to sit down and look at our laws that we have now in place and see if there's anything that we could do that would help this state out conserving the resource of ginseng.
Current regulations vary from state to state, but in West Virginia, you can only pick wild ginseng for 3 months in the fall, only plants that are older than 5 years, only in certain locations with permits or permission from landowners, and you must have roots certified with dealers licensed by the state, all laws designed to protect and preserve wild populations. But problems persist. A ginseng researcher in Pennsylvania, Eric Burkhart, thinks if the industry doesn't get a handle on illegal activity, wild ginseng in the U.S. could soon go the way of Canada, where it's completely prohibited. He worries that would have unintended consequences.
The concern there is that it would likely only drive out the good people who are involved in this industry. That is, the people who have been following the rules, the people who do care about the plant, the people who do go out every late summer and fall and look for the berries and the seeds and replant them.
All the new enthusiasm for ginseng could have a silver lining. Researchers and enthusiasts are excited more people are growing the native plant. They say a healthy, properly regulated ginseng industry could bring all kinds of benefits to Appalachia, from economic diversity to ecosystem protection to preservation of the region's unique natural and cultural history. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.